This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Wisconsin Republicans on the Joint Committee of Finance approved a plan Wednesday to reward public schools that are open in person with about $66 million in federal aid. Republican Senator Howard Markline is co-chair of the committee.
The motion before us today provides an incentive to those districts that have been doing the right thing and by offering in-person instruction. We know it's good for our kids. It's the right thing to do, I believe. It also provides an incentive for those schools that are not currently open to in-person instructions.
The money at issue comes from the latest round of federal coronavirus relief. It provides $686 million for Wisconsin schools to spend on pandemic-related costs. 90% of the money is distributed in line with the federal Title I program, which is based on student poverty. The other 10%, about $66 million, is open for the state to distribute as it sees fit. The Republican lawmakers voted to allocate that money based on how many hours of in-person instruction a school district offers this school year. Democratic lawmakers were opposed, saying school boards shouldn't be punished if they've decided to go virtual because of coronavirus risks. Here's Milwaukee Representative Evan Goyke.
So what happens next week if you get 10 cases or 20 cases or 100 cases? Your school board is going to have an actual dollar amount dangled in front of them by legislative Republicans. It will cost them money. If they go virtual, every hour they go virtual, whether there's 100 cases or zero cases, it's going to cost them money.
Goyke noted that high poverty districts would not be negatively affected by the Republican plan. Their share is protected through the Title I funding requirement. In fact, Milwaukee Public Schools, which has been virtual this whole year, is getting the largest share of aid, more than $200 million. The districts that would be affected the most by the in-person learning formula are those with relatively affluent student bodies. To name a few in the Milwaukee area, Cedarburg, Oak Creek Franklin, Whitefish Bay, Wauwatosa, and New Berlin. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.